Kathy Origo, no longer looking like the amiable lady from the business world. No, she was definitely a Cliven, or Reptiloid, or whatever you wanted to call these things. She looked into my eyes. I looked into hers. Her lizard eyes seemed to look through me, like she was reading my mind. I quickly closed my eyes, but it was too late. She was inside me. I could see her as her reptilian self. She was walking around, looking for things. I could not stop her. She was searching, but the place did not look familiar to me. Then I felt it. It felt like someone was, no, something, an animal with claws was scratching inside my head. It itched at first, then it hurt. It felt like it was digging from inside me, trying to get out. I then realized it was her. She was really inside me, searching my brain for information. She was scanning me for something. She was seeing if I really knew where Mia was. I tried with everything I had to stop her, but I couldn't. She was inside me, and I was helpless on the outside. The pain grew more intense, and I was on the verge of passing out. I couldn't hold on anymore. Maybe this is what dying felt like. It hurt, but I was at peace. I felt my body fly through the air. I landed on the ground and slid towards the kitchen. I spun around to see Sweet Tooth standing up, holding a broken chair. Kathy fell over, but was quickly up and grabbed Sweet Tooth with both her hands. She grabbed him by his arms and slowly lifted him up. The strength she had was incredible. I yelled, "Put him down! I swear I don't know where Mia is!" Kathy turned and looked at me. She seemed to shrink back to her normal human self. Her eyes were also normal again, a beautiful light blue. She slowly lowered Sweet Tooth to the ground and walked over to me with her left hand extended. I took it and she helped me up.
"Do you mind if I use your restroom to freshen up?"
Sure. It's down the hall to the right," I said, confused. She strolled away. I went over to Sweet Tooth to see if he was okay.
"Thanks, man, for hitting her with the chair."
"No problem. That was scary stuff. What are we gonna do now?"
"I don't think we have a choice. I want to run out of here now. But where do we go? Who do we talk to? No one will believe any of this. I wouldn't believe it if I didn't see it myself."